The government has appointed a special envoy for social cohesion as concerns over division in the Australian community continue to rise. Special envoy for social cohesion, Peter Khalil, told SBS chief political correspondent Anna Henderson that political populism is one of his big concerns as he takes on the role.
Peter Khalil, thanks very much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
What's your assessment of the state of social cohesion in Australia right now compared to when you were growing up?
Well, social cohesion is really how we engage with each other. How we can, as members of society, as individuals or members of organisations or institutions, engage in a way even with when there's difference or disagreement, we can actually do so peacefully and respectfully and not have that translate into violence or conflict. And I think there are a lot of challenges to that we're facing at the moment, obviously with political populism on the rise, the fact that that causes distrust in our democratic institutions. There's socioeconomic challenges. There are intergenerational challenges. There's challenges around social media, where some of the algorithms can be used to sow division and discord. So those challenges are relatively new compared to the past. But I think it's probably true to say that we do still have a relatively harmonious, cohesive, multi-ethnic, multi-faith society. And that's something that historically has been built up over decades and generations of Australians who have committed to it, who have worked hard for it. And our work, I think, is to protect and enhance that society and mitigate some of those challenges that we're currently facing. And it's important that we protect. It's precious, the society that we have, that we've built here. And it is precious, and it's worth defending, it's worth protecting and enhancing. And that's a really important part of my new role.
So what will success look like for you in this role? What are the key things that you want to achieve?
I think if we look from a year from now, for instance, being able to navigate through what is a very difficult period. Let's be honest, these challenges are global and they are challenges to many liberal democracies around the world. Being able to navigate through those difficult waters over the next period of time and come out the other side and keeping intact and protecting and enhancing that relatively harmonious and cohesive society that we have built up would be a great measure of success. But also I think being able to do the work to mitigate some of these challenges, because not everything in social media is bad. There are positive elements of engagement that can be conducted through new technologies and new medias. So being able to mitigate some of the worst effects on social cohesion that fray our society, but also enhancing the positive elements, would be also a measure of success. And that requires some creative policy thinking as well.
The other side of that coin is racism. And Peter Dutton has called for a ban on allowing people to come out of Gaza to Australia right now, citing national security concerns. Is that racism in your view?
Well, I've got very strong views about this, obviously, as someone from a ethnic background, a migrant background. Australians, regardless of their ethnicity, their faith background, their gender, their sexuality, what I think unites us as Australians is the fact that regardless of our backgrounds and our identities, we are treated fairly under the law and equally. And that is something that brings us together despite our diversity and our difference. And that diversity is actually a strength of multicultural Australia. So no one should be treated differently, fundamentally, because of who they are and what their background is. That's a fundamental principle, I think, of our democracy, and should be upheld. Politicians, and in fact, if you want to be a political leader, have obligations to watch their words. And because there is a direct correlation between inflamed language and inflamed actions and violence. That has been clearly set by, that has been clearly articulated by some of our intelligence director generals and heads of our agencies. And Peter Dutton knows what he's doing. He's raising tensions. He's sowing some discord and division for short-term political gain. But we are to be political leaders, have an obligation to watch the language that we use, because it does have an impact on people. Now, I will say about that particular issue, our security agencies, our intelligence agencies, conduct expert assessments on every visa applicant to Australia to ensure that there is no risk, or there's no risk posed to the community safety or the security of Australia. And those security assessments and the processes undertaken by our intelligence and law enforcement agencies has not changed. It was the same processes with the previous government. So Unless the opposition would like to undermine those the experts and the professional work that they do, because frankly, security assessments are done by the experts, with and they should be done without political interference. They're certainly not done by the Labor Party. They shouldn't be done by the Liberal Party.
He's been accused of racism by others in the parliament and dog whistling on this issue. And some have pointed back to a trend of comments he's made on African gangs in the past, Lebanese refugees, that saying that Muslim candidates in parts of Australia for the next election would be a disaster. How do you characterise that trend?
Well, again, I mentioned earlier that political populism, which is focusing on the identity of Australians or the identity of people, their race background or their ethnicity, to try and sow some sort of division or discord and create disharmony amongst people based on their background, is, in my view, unacceptable. And if you are to be a political leader, not just a politician, you have an obligation to watch your words in that space, because your words do matter. They do impact communities. They do have an effect on social cohesion. And I think the responsibility there has been abrogated by the leader of the opposition. If they're choosing to politicise this issue for some short-term political gain, that's a form of populism which I reject utterly.
As envoy, do you ever see yourself as sitting down with some of the disparate political representatives across the parliament to try and find some path through that does turn down the temperature?
Absolutely. And I think a big part of this role is bringing down the temperature, reaching out to people of different views. And in fact, in our parliament, we have people right across the political spectrum. I'm always open to engaging with people, regardless of the differences of our views, to see if we can reach, in good faith, consensus on issues that are in the national interest, that will reduce the temperature, that actually enhance and protect our society from these challenges that we're facing. And it's important to reach out. And I would hope that members of different political parties, independents and others, minor or major parties, are willing to do so in good faith. And I would say too, I think in my experience here, that for the most part, people who are representatives here in this parliament are here in good faith. They do want the best for Australia. We have very different views about how we reach that. It's important to engage with them. But I think when people are reaching for the kind of populist button, when they're going for short-term political gain, and they're fully aware that, that what they're doing is damaging because they are targeting a particular ethnic group or a particular community group, that's unacceptable. And I think that that is a lack of leadership, and we need that kind of leadership today.
How soon do you think we'll get an Islamophobia envoy as well? There has been some criticism from the Muslim community that there's been a gap in the announcement of the two roles, and that that may have a negative impact on social cohesion. What's the hold up?
Yeah, my understanding is that there will be an announcement of an Islamophobia envoy, and that the government is going to make that announcement. And I think it's important. I mean, the decisions are made, you know, different consultations and timelines, but there will be an announcement of an Islamophobia envoy. Those two roles are important for those communities, but for the broader society as well, because obviously there has been a great deal of anguish and pain that has been felt by Muslim Australians, Palestinian Australians, Muslim Australians and Jewish Australians with respect to the conflict and the war in Gaza. So many civilians and innocent civilians have lost their life. Many who have family members who've lost family members in the war, in the Gaza war zone. And I think it is important to listen to that pain and anguish and reflect that as well with the communities and support those communities. So the envoys are important in engaging with the communities, but also in trying to push back on the kind of hate speech and the targeting of people based on their religious background. No Muslim Australian or Jewish Australian should be attacked because of their faith, because of what is happening in international conflict, you know, conflict overseas. People should be respected and acknowledged and not be targeted because of their faith background.
Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Ed.